That's it. Swirl the net around. Gently, though.
All right, Dad. I know what to do.
She doesn't, Dad. It's all just mud anyway.
Well, you won't see anything until we tip it out into the white tray.
I can see things. Creatures.
Monsters.
Beetles, wrigglies, and a snail.
What? What's these with legs?
That's a newt. Well done. And those? A water boatman. And those? Are fleas.
Fleas.
Not that kind. Water fleas. These don't bite.
What's out there in the marsh, Dad?
It looks like lights.
It looks like eyes. A pair of glowing eyes.
Oh, you too. Do you think it's really her?
The Iron Woman?
Imagine if it is.
Of course it's her, Dad. I'm going to catch her. Just by her little finger in my net.
And we pull her right out. The giant swamp woman.
To take revenge on the evil polluters.
Scary. Would she still want revenge?
Arnold's here. No, I think she'd be pleased here.
Not pleased everywhere.
No, not everywhere, no.
The volunteers of the Cromwell Bottom Wildlife Group look after the reserve, keeping its paths accessible for everyone, creating new habitats, putting up bird and bat boxes. They also host hundreds of visiting schoolchildren every year, who come to learn about nature. The pond dipping platform was built so that children can get an up-close look at plants like flag iris, and water plantain and marsh marigold, and the pond's creatures like water boatmen and great diving beetles and southern hawker dragonflies, and amphibians like frogs, toads and palmate newts. Maybe sometimes too, they spot wonders in the water from their storybooks.
Did you hear that? Far away, a screech, a squawk. Did you hear that in the river? A gurgle, a splash. Did you hear that? Close by, a gentle fluttering. Did you hear that? High above, a gust of wind. Did you hear that? Down below, a scampering and scratching. I can hear that. All of it, pure joy.